Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no-hype advice, essential practices, strategies, anything I can come up with to help you wake up, show up, and shine. I am excited today to bring you another mini message. These are really fun, just short little snippets of stuff that I'm working through myself, that I'm reading about, that I'm learning about. Today, my message is about stability. I think the word stability gets a really bad rap in our culture because we're so much about optimization and hacking. But there's something about stability that we all yearn for. What is stability? How do we find it? What does it even mean in our body, in our lives? Stability, in my experience as a yoga and meditation teacher for many, many years, is really the intersection of strength and flexibility. So I'll put it really simply. When somebody comes in as a new student, yoga student, that is, they will say, oh, I need to stretch. You know, I need more flexibility, or I'm so weak. And, you know, we fixate on the two ends of the spectrum, both being stronger and being more flexible. But really, we want the balance of the two. And this isn't only physically, this is mentally and emotionally. So if stability is the intersection or the balance of being strong and being flexible, how do we train to do that? Some of us have a lot of strength. We have a lot of energy, a lot of mental gumption or grit, but we don't have a lot of flexibility. We may have a lot of fixed, you know, be in a fixed mindset. A lot of us may have a lot of flexibility, kind of go with the flow all the time, yet lack the strength of discipline, of consistency. So let's just break this down real quick because it is a mini message and I don't want to bombard you with too much, but just give you some fuel for thought, some little tidbits to think about in your own life. Where am I stable? Where am I too strong? Where am I too flexible? And how can I train to be more stable more often? So physical stability, if we have too much muscle, if we are bound by overtraining, we won't have the flexibility to really stretch it out, right? To have full range of motion. And that's the beauty of yoga, and any kind of functional movement helps us to balance out our bodies when we're too strong. It helps us to become more agile. And when we're too weak or too kind of loosey-goosey, we call them flexi-lexies in yoga class, right? There's just so much flexibility that there's not a whole lot of steadiness. So we can train through functional movement and yoga to become more stable. And that stability then is very healthy for our joints. And it also helps us to stabilize our nervous system. So that's the body. How about the mind? Our mind can be too flexible or too rigid. How do we stabilize our mind? Well, meditation is really a perfect training, a mental training. Because in meditation, what you're doing is you're seeing your thought patterns. You can see when your mind gets too fixed, having to have things always be a certain way. If you can't go off course in life, if you need to have things run a certain way, then you may be living in a fixed mindset, at least in that area of your life. When you don't have a marker or a target, and you really just go with other people's ideas and opinions all the time, well, that's too flexible. So when we meditate, we're able to see our mental patterns. We're able to notice when we go off course or when we hold too rigid. And then finally, emotional stability. What does that mean? Well, emotions are beautiful. Emotions are like the color on the palette or the color on the painting, so that we're not just always bland and feeling the same way. When we have super, super strong emotions and they take us so far off course that we can't hold steady, that we can't have a consistent language or a consistent action or consistent personality, it can be hard. Think about people that are so like pinball machine, like you're never really sure where they're going to be. Their emotions are so always off a steady, even keel. And then people also that are very bland or weak in their emotional patterns, that are always spiky or always unpredictable. Right, so emotions, it gets a little more subtle. I'm finding that I'm flubbing over these words a little bit, but just to really sit with the whole idea of being stable. Stability is the intersection of strength and flexibility. It's where we're steady, where we're consistent. It's where we feel our best most often. So there's nothing wrong with being emotionally charged. But can you find your way back to stability? There's nothing wrong with being super flexible mentally and being at ease and going with the flow. But if that's not allowing you to actually move things forward in your life, then you want to, again, come back to stability. So thinking of that stable base, and it's the easiest places to think about it in your body. Am I too strong physically? Do I need more flexibility? Start there. So the practices that I offer are these functional movement or yoga to help your body become more stable and steady. Meditation practice, mindfulness practice, to help your mind become more steady more often. And also those meditation, mindfulness techniques and emotional regulation, awareness, becoming more aware of your emotions to help you be able to find that stability and that steadiness more often in your emotional body. So stability is actually a really optimal place to live. From there, we can fly. From there, we find ease of being and increased creativity as well. So I offer you this love of the word and the concept of stability, and carry it with you, check it out, and notice others around you. You may notice their instability before you notice yours. It kind of works that way sometimes. Thanks for listening, everybody. I love these little mini messages. They're so much fun for me. If there's anything that you'd like to hear about, a mini message, a question, or a suggestion, reach out to me. hello@carabradley.net. And find me on the social media platforms. I've been super active these days, and I'd love to engage with you. Have a wonderful day. Be well.